That's why you gotta kill the shit, you going crazy.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy Earth Mac, the mad scientist. Man, it's been a minute. I know it's been a minute. I've been away for a few days last week. And as promised, I did tell you I was going to come back today on this hump day Wednesday. And what better day to come back? What better day to come back? Because in the Geek Corner, if you're not familiar with the Geek Corner, it's our Facebook group page, the Orange Phoenix Geek Corner. All you have to do is in the search box, type in Orange Phoenix Geek Corner, and you will have access to all the members, including myself, as we share memes, we share information, we discuss things, and we also have movie nights, which is tonight is movie night. It is movie night. And we are watching Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3. That's right, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3. And I'm ready for it. I am ready for it. I am ready for it, man. I know it's been a couple weeks since we had movie night, and it's midweek. Yeah, it's midweek movie night. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3 coming at you. And also, we will be spinning the wheel for our next two movies for the month of June. So, Rick Rob, what's going on with you? Thanos Rick?
Oh, snap. Good morning. Good morning. Glad to be back. What's up, E?
Hey, man, you know, it's been a minute. It's been a minute. Everything's going all right, man. Had a hell of a weekend. Had a hell of a weekend, man. What about you?
Uneventful.
Uneventful. Why is that?
Haven't been feeling too well, man, you know, so trying to rest and, you know, relax for a minute. That's all.
Cool.
During my rest, I've been binge-watching Teen Wolf. Don't ask me why, but for some odd reason, I really like this Teen Wolf show. I really do.
Are you talking about on MTV?
MTV. Yeah, man.
I'll be damned. I'll be damned. I'll be damned.
And for those interested, all the seasons are on Hulu, seasons 1-6. So I remember I was watching it when I was, you know, well, back in around 2011, 2012, and it was a good show, but I kind of lost track of it. But so I've just been binge watching, man, and it's better than what I remember it. So
I hear
oddly enough. So.
Man, I don't know, man. I kind of stayed away from it mainly because, you know, of the name. you know, there's only one Teen Wolf that I know. That's Michael J. Fox.
Well,
you know what?
That was the 80s. Get over it.
I'm just saying, there's only one that I know, man. And oddly enough, that movie is not on the Geek Corner's movie wheel. I might have to add that to the movie wheel. But
just not the sequel, right? Just the first one.
Just the first one. Not Teen Wolf 2. Nah. not that. Yeah, he's trying to bring bad memories, man. No, I don't want that. Oh my gosh.
That movie wasn't bad, but they replaced Fox with Jason Bateman, which he did a good he did it. It wasn't a bad job, but it wasn't Michael J. Fox, so.
No. Nah. Wasn't Bateman's character a relative of Michael J. Fox's character?
I think he was like the cousin or something. I don't know.
Okay. He inherited the trait. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, I would probably never watch that movie again. I probably won't. I mean, I watched the first movie again, obviously, but I don't think I watched the second movie again. Nah. You know, no.
It wasn't bad. But I know for those who are interested, I guess they're trying to bring Teen Wolf series back. I think the cast got together and they're like, well, yeah, man, you know, we'll do it again. And, you know, just got to get people involved. So I guess the cast already is just, I guess, the writers, director, producers, you know, maybe, I don't know, but they want to bring it back. So, and that's the thing. Now you're starting to see a whole lot of older shows, franchises, series are coming back, you know, and I don't know whether or not that's just Hollywood. Maybe they don't have anything new to develop, or they don't have any inspiration or whatever. I don't know. So now you're seeing a whole bunch of new stuff coming back out, which is, I mean, I don't know. It's interesting, but, you know, it's always that thought of, well, how can we improve, you know? So, I don't know.
And Master 3278 says Teen Wolf 2 is never to be spoken. Ever. Just like How High 2. Yeah. All right. These movies don't exist. Confusion in your voice that you didn't know. It's a movie.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, keep it that way. Keep it that
way. Okay.
I'm just saying. I mean, they are all right, they are.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so the creator and Wendy Raquel Robinson, you know, Tasha Mack and I'm not sure about anybody else. I'm not sure about, you know, of course, Derwin and Melanie, or Jason Pitts. You know, I don't know. You know, are they bringing those people back? Because for the premise of it, they're moving from San Diego to Vegas. So I'm not sure. It's just following the life of Malik and Tasha, which is entertainment in itself, but it'll be also pretty interesting or whatever, because I liked it better. I think everybody can agree that the game was 10 times better on UPN when it was a sitcom. It had more of a it was a different feel, and then they went to BET. BET, like, you know, revitalized the series or whatever, but they didn't bring it to sitcom status. They bring it to like this dramedy, like this 30 minute hour long show or whatever the case may be. And nah, we didn't want any of that. We just wanted the sitcom feel, you know, the studio audience and stuff like that. But nah, BET, you know, most times send sitcoms to hell. But
well, E, that just begs the question, and to be honest with you, it's been a question that I've been pondering for a while now. And I see Maxwell chimed in. He mentioned Punky Brewster. I'm like, well, that would be funny if they brought that. But you know, it just begs the question, are the original 80s 90s shows better? You know, are they better? Can we not make anything better than those?
Right.
What do you think?
Well,
and that goes for cartoons, sitcoms, movies, anything. Was the culture better then compared to now?
It depends. Okay, so we weren't like kids when Teen Titans came out, right? But when Teen Titans Go came out, like, you know, initially the original fan base like crapped on it. And I haven't, like, for years I didn't watch Teen Titans Go. For years. And then I started watching. I'm like, man, this show is thoroughly entertaining. I really missed out on this. So I think one of the pitfalls that we fall on is that we do get stuck in the past, maybe a little too much. You know, we don't even begin to do it. Like, so I mean, I understand stuff like Saved by the Bell. You know, they went to college and all this other stuff. You could have kept them in high school, you know, or whatever the case may be. You know, I heard rumblings. I don't know how true it is, but I doubt it. I seriously doubt it that, you know, they're trying to bring back Fresh Prince. But it really depends on what it is. It really depends. Because, you know, sometimes the fan base can get toxic. I think the most toxic fan base is Star Wars fans, to be honest. Because the only person that hates Star Wars movies are Star Wars fans. And you know, because you got some that read the books, you got some that read the comics, you got some that watch the movies only, and you have people that do all of those things. So it really do depend, Thanos.
Well, I think going back to your Fresh Prince, I think that's been confirmed that they're bringing that back.
Yeah, not watching that.
If not mistaken. And I think they tried to bring back Martin, but I think there's no way you can. There's no way.
I mean, okay. There's a way to do this, but you have to figure out a way how to. Okay, of course, you got to have the original cast members, obviously. Of course, you know, Tommy, we always know him as Tommy, you know, their story, and just. Moving, because I don't think any of us liked the fact how it ended, because there was a whole lot of controversy between Tisha Campbell and Martin. So the last half of that fifth season was just it wasn't trash, but it wasn't good as the other episodes, because they was acting separately in separate locations. Well, you know, so it didn't end the way we wanted to end. Like, Fresh Prince ended the way we wanted. It ended the way it was supposed to end. But, and I mean, I would have tweaked some stuff here and there. Like, I would have had Will marry Lisa officially and do something with that. But, you know, just to have Will laying sitting in the house by himself, turned off the lights. I guess that's how the way they wanted to do it, but whatever.
I mean, but it's, but what is it about the older franchises? You know, they're bringing He-Man back,
bro. You know, so
they brought back DuckTales, and you know, we mentioned Girl Meets World, Awful Boy Meets World. Like, what is it about these franchises? You know, the Mighty Ducks. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't be surprised if they redid Goonies. I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't. I'd be pissed off, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Now,
you know, and they're rebooting Scarface. Believe it or not.
What?
That's confirmed. What?
Nah, I'm not gonna watch that. So now, as far as He-Man is concerned, I trust the He-Man reboot, mainly because Kevin Smith is the showrunner for this. So this He-Man gonna be fired. It's gonna be straight fired. Like that is in good hands. Let's put that out there. That He-Man reboot is in extraordinary hands. I've seen the animation, I've seen the screenshots of it. It's great. It is astounding. So, I mean, now, speaking of revitalization,
yeah,
you know, since we're talking about childhood and stuff like that. So, according to IGN, as of today, R.L. Stine. Now, I know some of you guys and gals remember R.L. Stine, you know, the Goosebumps series.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You know, Night of the Living Dummy, The Haunted Mask. Attack of the Mutants.
Yes.
Yes. Goosebumps, Dome Joints, those joints. But also, R.L. Stine had another book series, and it was Fear Street. Fear Street was a little bit more geared towards like the older teens, because it was a little bit more violent or whatever. But for the most part, I think Goosebumps was probably like the more famous, because I know you, Thanos, you probably had all of them. Like, I had at least a majority of them. I didn't have all of them, but a good chunk of them. So, according to IGN, a Fear Street movie trilogy based on R.L. Stine's book series will be released on Netflix over 3 consecutive weeks, beginning on July the 2nd, 2 days before July, 4th of July. The first of the trilogy, Fear Street Part 1, is called 1994 and will drop on Friday, July 2nd. And Fear Street Part 2, which is called 1978, coming just 1 week after, 1 week later on July 9th. And the final installment, Fear Street Part 3, 1666, on July 16th. So the movie trilogy is directed by Lee Janiak of Scream, the TV series, and will introduce a new brand of horror to the next generation. With the story told across 3 movies spanning more than 300 years, it opens in 1994 with a group of teenagers who discover that the terrifying events that have haunted their town for generations may all be connected, and that they may be the next targets. Now, according to them, we filmed all 3 Fear Street movies over one crazy bloody summer. Janiak said of the production, which wrapped back in 2019, it's a dream that audiences now get to experience the story in the same way. Back to back to back, with only a week of waiting in between, I can't wait to welcome everyone into the world of Fear Street in 1994, 78, and 1666.
What's the platform that it's going to be released on?
Netflix.
Netflix? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and it also says Fear Street fans are in for a treat and some major surprises. R.L. Stine himself added, readers know that the book series is rated PG, but the movies are rated R. That means a lot more thrills, and a lot more terror. I have seen Lee Janiak's epic trilogy releasing on Netflix in July, and I can tell you the scares and the screams are more than I ever expected. What fun to see the horrors of Shadyside come to life.
Okay.
Yeah. Think about that.
What do you think?
I'm going to watch it. Because honestly, I have picked up Fear Street and as a kid, and I knew it was a different animal than Goosebumps. Goosebumps was like, you know, you had minor thrills here and there, but you kept it entertaining for the kids, because that came out like, what, when you was in the second, third grade?
I mean, that had to be 94, 95, I want to say.
Right.
When that came out, so yeah.
Right. So, you know, looking at that, and collecting those books, and then Fear Street, you noticed that the older kids was reading those and it was more extreme. So I mean, justifiably so, I can understand Fear Street being rated R. I'm ready for it. I'm excited for it.
You know, as long as they don't, you know, because when they brought back Are You Afraid of the Dark, I was disappointed. I didn't like how Nickelodeon did that new installment. So I hope that this one will be better.
Okay.
You know, I hope. And for those who don't remember Goosebumps from the 90s, it was a popular book series. I mean, we all fell in love with it. It was a TV series as well. You know, although dated, I can still watch them today and, you know, enjoy them. So, and I don't know if you can find those old shows anywhere. Or can you eat? I'm not sure if you can find
maybe YouTube. Maybe YouTube.
Yeah.
Maybe YouTube. Yeah. I mean, Are You Afraid of the Dark? I mean, you can actually watch that. That's on Paramount Plus.
Yeah.
That's not Goosebumps, but kind of same premise.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, for your sake, I hope it's good. You know what I'm saying? I hope it's good. I hope they do a good job with it. You know, we'll see. We'll see.
I'll put it like this. R.L. Stine was like the Wes Craven of horror books. I think I put him in that category.
For children anyway, I would say.
For children and teenagers.
Yeah.
So he was Wes Craven to me. So next up, we got 2K's upcoming NFL arcade game has been delayed. Do not like that. Originally set to release this year, 2K announced that its upcoming untitled NFL arcade game has been pushed out of fiscal year 2022. This places the game's release date to beyond March of next year. Now, to quote them, while we are very excited to once again be working with the NFL and the NFLPA, our first title under these new partners is no longer expected to be released during fiscal year 2022. A statement from 2K reads, 2K will have more to share on their plans for our football offerings going forward. Now, this news comes by the way of publisher Take-Two Interactive's full year financial results that were released today. These results reveal that the publisher has plans to release a total of 21 games between now and the end of the fiscal year in March 2022. None of those 21 games are likely to be Grand Theft Auto 6, nor will they be 2K's first foray back into the NFL game in years. Now, when 2K's NFL arcade game was announced as in development, the company said it would be working on non-simulation football game experiences, meaning the games would not be like EA's Madden football games, which has a simulation football video game experience cornered quite well. When this 2K NFL arcade game releases, presumably next year, it will be the first time in well over a decade that anyone but EA has released an NFL football video game. The last EA NFL game was 2K's extremely well-received, aggressively priced, ESPN NFL 2K5 back in 2004. After that release, EA signed a long-term exclusive deal with the NFL. So, NFL 2K.
So this is like the original 2K, right?
Nah, not exactly. Because what they're saying, they're going to have an arcade-style NFL 2K versus the simulation like Madden. Because Madden got the simulation down pat. Now, I'm pretty sure they took a page out of ESPN 2K5's book. But to be 100% honest, to keep it 100, Thanos Rick, all they have to do is go back to ESPN 2K5 and just get their stuff and make it better. That's it. That's it. That's all you have to do. I'm a little leery on the fact that it's saying the arcade style NFL game. I'm kind of leery on that. I'm not sure how is that going to be played. But considering the fact that it's 2K and it hasn't been around in years, it is a possibility that it will outsell Madden. It's a possibility.
Well, I mean, that was the whole point of Madden buying 2K way back when. I mean, we knew 2K was better. But Madden was hating, and they bought him out.
Right.
Because I never liked Madden. I always thought 2K was superior.
Yeah.
But, you know, next thing I know, Madden buys 2K. I'm like, what? Why? For what? You know, but I hope it's good. I mean, I don't really know what to expect. I mean, I hope it's not like NFL Blitz arcade style or whatever.
I'm not opposed to that. I'm not opposed to NFL Blitz. I'm not opposed to that, man. I'm just saying, I'm not opposed to that, bro. I'm not opposed to that. But to say it's a 2K franchise, it has to be better. Look at NBA 2K. You know, you got NBA Live right now, right? NBA Live can't touch NBA 2K at all. They can't touch them. Go ahead.
To be honest, NBA 2K sucks, man. It sucks. It's terrible.
So what? Okay. So I never played NBA 2K21 up until this past Friday, right? So I played, you know, my girlfriend's son, and I never played the game, never touched it, and I had the OG Charlotte Hornets, the all-star Charlotte Hornets, Muggsy Bogues, Larry Johnson, Dale Curry, Lonzo Mourning, you know, doing the thing, you know what I'm saying? And just needs to say, you know, I won that game. So while I was playing the game, I was like, man, I really did this game. I might pick it up. I might get this game. I might get it. So I haven't played NBA 2K in a hot minute, like in a good minute, like in some years, you know what I'm saying? And Madden, like you, I'm in kind of leery on Madden too, because you play Madden because in some cases you ain't got no other choice. If you want to play a football game, this is not like it was back in the day. You had NFL Game Day. You had Quarterback Club. You had Joe Montana's Football. You had Madden. You had the 2K series. You had all these various football games. You had variety. And game load. Let's not forget NCAA Game Breaker.
Well,
college
football. Madden, I don't know. Madden came and took over. And like you're about to say with college football, that's coming back.
But yeah.
Even with that, you know, there may be some teams that won't be on the game. Like I believe Notre Dame won't be on the new college football game. There's some issues with that. But
who likes Notre Dame? Fuck them.
A lot of people do, E, believe it or not. Well, believe it or not.
Well, too bad. Too bad. They're going to have to create a team.
I mean, if they do it like FIFA, because what's the soccer club Ronaldo plays for? It's Juventus. They FIFA lost the rights to the team, so Juventus actually got picked up by I think what is it PES or whatever. Yeah. FIFA did. FIFA, they still have the names, I guess, to the players, but they don't have the name rights to the team or the stadium. So they had to create a new team name and a new stadium for FIFA just to house those players. So I can see college football doing the same thing, but I don't know how the fans will take to that. Because, you know, with college football, you can't use the names. You know what I'm saying? You can't, because then you have to pay the kids. Or, I'm sorry, the football players.
The football players,
you know what I'm saying? So I don't know the details of that, because even that was a controversy. You know, we can't play the student athletes all this money. So it's I don't know. But
it's an odd deal, man. It's definitely an odd deal considering, man. But I mean, like I said, I might pick up NBA 2K. You know, shout out to DJ. I might pick it up.
I bought it. I don't know. 2K is. You may like it. You might like it. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe.
No, because it's stupid. Because sometimes, you know, I'm playing with Steph Curry, and you know Steph makes, you know, he rains down the threes. I don't know if it's me or if it's my controller. I don't know what it is, but I do everything the game tells me to do. When to shoot, how to shoot, and Steph breaks the shot anyway. I'm like, this ain't realistic. What is this? You know.
So here's what I found out. Here's what I found out about NBA Jam. Maybe you noticed this, Rick. But on NBA Jam, if you had the Bulls and you played Detroit, you are more likely to hit bricks. Like whether you're trying to dunk or you're trying to hit a jumper or you're trying to shoot a three at the last few minutes of the game whenever you play Detroit. You are more likely. You have a higher percentage of hitting a brick whenever you play the Detroit Pistons if you had the Bulls. Because the creator was from Detroit.
Oh, my God. See that's...
He put it in the game.
No, that's a different type of hate. I don't like that.
But here's the thing, though. Here's the ticket. If you are waxing the Pistons, that don't matter anyway. So you could be hitting bricks all day. But if you, if you doing work the first, second, third, and the first half of the fourth quarter, it don't even matter anyway. You can hit bricks. It's whatever. I mean, I'm breaking the backboard by third quarter anyway. So...
Yeah, but
I'm playing with the Pistons is potent on NBA Jam. I don't know you noticed it, but they are potent. Yeah.
Yeah, but if I'm playing with Jordan, I ain't trying to get hit bricks. You know, like, come on, man.
But you already know, Jordan was never in NBA Jam because, you know, that whole licensing deal. He was never in any NBA game until, what, right, PlayStation right. 3
right.
days?
You're right.
So
you're
the best right. you had was Pippen. You're right. The best you had was Pippen, Curry, Kukoc.
I ain't hating on Scotty.
Scotty was the dude. Like, you had Pippen, Kerr, Kukoc. No, was it Pippen, Kukoc, Longley, and it wasn't Rodman because Rodman was with the Spurs. Rodman was with the Spurs then? Yeah. No. I think Robin was with the Pistons still. I think that's what it was. But yeah. But yeah, I never noticed that though, because the team that, what team always give me trouble? What team? It was Detroit. If the Pistons, it was the one that gave me a lot of trouble. Now that I think about it, but only when I had B.J. Armstrong. Thank you, Mios 38. B.J. Armstrong. Because you had the original NBA Jam, then you had Tournament Edition, and then you had all those power-ups and all that other stuff, so.
Yeah. You're right.
Good stuff. And for the life of me, I still can't find NBA. I see NBA Street Volume 2. I know where it is, but I'm not going to spend $100-something for NBA Street. You can forget it. No.
You got it. Ball out.
I got it. But, man, would you really want to spend triple digits for NBA Street, though?
Yeah, I think certain games, you know, is like, because I may go ahead and cup that Marvel vs. Capcom 2. And I'm like, you know what? I'll spend the 80 on it. I think I'll spend the 80 on it. Whatever.
I tell you what. I don't think you need to spend the $80. And here's why. All you have to do is find a Dreamcast emulator. Dreamcast emulator. Use it. ReDream. ReDream is a good one. ReDream is a good emulator, right? All you need is the BIOS for Marvel's Capcom 2 and all other Dreamcast games that you want, and boom, you got it. Because remember I told you, I got Marvel's Capcom 2 on two different platforms, on my computer and on the actual Dreamcast. So I wouldn't really go out there and spend $80.
Okay. Alright.
Just YouTube it. That's what I do. I YouTube. Like, just last night, I added Gundam Battle Assault 2 for PlayStation. I added that on my laptop. I added Castlevania Symphony of the Night. I added Battle Arena Toshinden 2 as well. I also have Grandia Disc 1. And I also have JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Heritage to the Future. Fine game. So, yeah. Which I will be, and I will be streaming. I will be streaming, ladies and gentlemen, on tomorrow, because tonight we got movie night tonight, and we're watching Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3. We're going to be jumping into that at 8 p.m. Eastern time. But yeah, man, I mean, okay, if they delay it, cool. Long as they're making it better. Long as they make it better, I'm cool with that. I'm straight with that.
I guess we'll find out soon. I mean,
so.
We'll find out. I don't know, man.
And lastly, a little bit of news is, I wouldn't even say it beating a dead horse, really, because it's been a very successful horse. The Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword HD is getting a brand new Zelda and Lothwing amiibo that will help Link traverse the world of this Nintendo Switch remaster. In The Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword, Link is able to use designated save points to travel from the surface to the sky and his trusty Lothwing by using this new amiibo, which will release alongside the game on July 16th. You can return to the sky whenever and wherever you wish. Once you are done flying through the clouds or visiting Skyloft, you can use Zelda and Lothwing amiibo again to return to the spot on the surface where you previously used it. This new feature even works in dungeons on the surface and from within buildings in the sky. There is no mention if this functionality is available without amiibo, but it appears this may be an advantage for those who are able to get their hands on one. So basically, it adds a new button-only controller scheme that will allow for play in handheld mode, and the Zelda and Lothwing amiibo joins the Legend of Zelda Skyward theme Joy-Con that will also release on July 16th and on model after the Master Sword and Shield. So, you Legend of Zelda fans, you're welcome. From Nintendo, you're welcome.
Thanks, E. Thank you for the gift.
I said from Nintendo. I wish I did create a Zelda, man. I mean, Zelda is probably one of the most successful video games of all time. A lot of people have their favorites. Of course, Link to the Past is like one of my favorites, obviously. Ocarina of Time. A lot of people put that in the first spot. Ocarina of Time.
Yeah, that game was dope. I'll have to agree.
That
game was dope.
So I mean, you can't deny Zelda, man. You can't deny Zelda. The thing that pisses people off the most though, when you call Link Zelda, that's the thing. It's like, oh, that's Zelda. Oh no, 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 it's not. No, it's not. Don't do that. Don't do that. But Legend of Zelda is legendary, for sure. For sure. But I mean, I know Netflix was, I don't know if it's in limbo, but you know, there was supposed to be a Legend of Zelda show on Netflix, but I'm not sure how that's going to work out. I think that's got canceled. I think we did a show on that like some weeks ago, maybe a few months ago, that it got canceled and that was it for that.
Really? I thought it was still coming. My bad.
Well, it must be in limbo, man. But I know what is out, and that is that Castlevania, son. Please tell me, Thanos Rick, you've been watching Castlevania?
Nope.
You haven't watched a single episode of Castlevania?
I'm not a fan of the franchise. I'm not.
What? What?
Why would I lie? Why would I lie?
Trevor Belmont, Alucard, no. Dracula?
No. I'm not a fan.
You're not a fan of the games?
No.
Okay, so take the game aspect out of it, like altogether. Nope. Take the game aspect out of it altogether. Altogether, just eliminate that, and watch the first episode and come back to me. On that, watch the very first episode in the first season and come back to me, and it will. I guarantee you, because I know you well enough to know it will grab your attention. It will grab your attention. Why? Because, you know, the first episode is only 30 minutes. 30-minute episode. That's all I'm saying, man. You got to check it out. You got to check it out. I mean, of course, you played Castlevania on Nintendo. I did. Simon's Quest, which a lot of people, you know, figure out that's probably one of the best ones. And, of course, with Symphony of the Night as well, where you play Alucard, Dracula's son. So, Mio38 says, outside of the game series, the Netflix series is pretty dope. Yes, a lot of people is loving that.
Look, I'm not denying. Look, Mio, hey, you and E, I'm not saying that it's, you know, I'm saying it's not my typical type of tea.
Right. You
know, not my thing. I mean, come on. You know what my favorite anime is, or my favorite, you know, which I think is the best anime of all time. You want to enlighten the
okay, so Thanos Rick believes that Gundam Wing is the greatest anime of all time.
Yes,
he thinks Gundam Wing is the greatest anime of all time. Not the Gundam franchise. Gundam Wing is the greatest anime of all time. Earth Smack, the mad scientist, did not say these things. Thanos Rick has said these things. Hey. Thanos Rick has said these things.
I'm going to stand on my 10 toes. I say what I mean. I say what I mean, E.
It's very difficult to say that considering all the animators out in the world that are 10 times better than Gundam Wing.
That's your opinion. I respect it.
That's everybody's opinion. That's everybody's opinion. You are on this island alone.
No, that's your opinion, and I respect it.
I got you, man. I'm gonna put myself in front of the slings and arrows and pitchforks, and I'm gonna probably jump on one of these anime groups and say, "Hey, is Gundam Wing the greatest anime of all time? Is it the GOAT?" And I just now, once the comments flood, I'm gonna screenshot them joints and I'm gonna send them to you. I'm gonna screenshot them because Gundam Wing do get high praise, like no doubt about this. Now let's not get this twisted out here. Gundam Wing was the series that got me into Gundam in the first place. It got me interested in Gundam in the first place. Was Gundam Wing? It was different. You have five teenagers. Basically, each of them have their own specific Gundam with their own special abilities or whatever the case may be. It wasn't just focused on one Gundam. So, I do get that. I forgot how many episodes it is. It's like 46? Or in the high 40s? I forgot how many. Or 52.
Like 49 or 50 if you include Endless Waltz.
Okay, Endless Waltz. Endless Waltz is beautiful. It, you know, as far as the movie is concerned, it is a gorgeous animation style. Now,
it's perfect. It's the perfect story, the perfect characters, the perfect animation. It's Mecha. I love Mecha. You know that.
True that. Okay, the only characters to me that had a personality was Duo, Wufei, and Catra. Those are the only ones that had personality. Troa and Hero did not have personality. They was the most monotone people on the whole damn series. They didn't even yell, scream, hey, I'm Hero.
What's your point?
I will kill you. Like, he had no personality. Duo was the one who had the most personality out of everybody. Like, he was more humanized. He was more humanized as a character. And, I mean, you saw Hero laugh. And, you know, Trace, Kushinada. You know, he definitely an ideal character in it. And Zex. Or Leonardo Peacecraft. Depends on where you're at with it. But I will say, Gundam 8th MS team is probably better. Iron Blooded Orphans, I probably consider that better, considering, because Iron Blooded Orphans literally had me emotionally invested in the show. I like Gundam Wing because it was action packed, and yeah, they had a lot of political intrigue as far as pacifism and stuff like that and war. But with Iron Blooded Orphans, it had a lot of emotional baggage. Like, it connected you to the characters, and whenever something happens to a character in the way that it went down, it wasn't oversaturated. It was right to do it, and it also had shock value as well. Gundam Wing didn't give that to me.
That's cool, E. You're a hater. It's cool. I get it.
I ain't a hater. I give Gundam Wing its props, but I don't say I don't think it's the best Gundam, let alone the best anime.
That's fine. You go in the chat rooms and you let people know, you know, the best anime. You know, you'll get your results and you'll tell me how Thanos. No one agrees with you. Ha ha. And I'm gonna say, you know what, E? That's cool. But
I'm not even gonna do that. I'm not even gonna do that. So okay, at what point in the series? What point in the series, Thanos Rick, that you thought any of those characters were going to die? There was no point in that series where you know that character was going to die.
I mean, they could have died on any episode.
Could have, would have, should have. But what point did you thought they was going to die?
It could have been any episode. Each episode was so captivating. Anything could have happened.
They had Gundams. They dominated and destroyed everything in their wake. The only time they got, well, Shadow, if they was outside of the Gundam, and then they blew the Gundam up just by principle. That's the only way they was able to destroy it. Everything else, they destroyed everything in their way.
Well, Zex had a Gundam. Trey's was doing his thing. They could have easily killed any of them. Easily.
Right, but Trey's only got a Gundam because they got rid of Tall Geese. And then he ended up getting Tall Geese, and Zex ended up creating his own Gundam. That's the only way they could combat against him. If it wasn't for all that, it would have been wiped out. They had no danger. The Gundam pilots had no danger whatsoever.
Okay, E, you're right. You're right. I'm wrong. You're right. You're right.
I'm just saying. Now, you're Zex right. was an OG now with the Epion, because all he had was a beam sword and a whip.
Oh, really? The Epion, huh? You remember that one? You
remember
that one?
I remember Epion, Tall Geese 2, yeah. Wing 0.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, Ultron. Yeah, hey, now, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Deathsight is probably one of my favorite ones, honestly.
Yeah. Well, you know, according to you, it's not very good. So whatever. I get it.
I mean, I'm just saying, bro. I'm just saying, man. As great as it is, I don't consider it the best.
Okay, E. I'll watch your Castlevania show and I'll let you know what I think.
Yes. Yes, please. I won't steal you wrong, man. I won't steal you wrong. It shocked me though that you have never watched Castlevania, because I figured that hey, you at least watched at least an episode or two. But It's good.
Yeah.
It's good, yeah. Man. I'm just letting you know. That's I'm cool. letting you know.
When I'm done watching Teen Wolf, I'll give you a Castlevania. I will get your Castlevania.
Well, to the listeners out there, we appreciate you guys hanging out with us on this Hump Day Wednesday. This is the middle of the week. We got movie night tonight at 8 p.m. You hear me? Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3, along with Spinning the Wheel, as far as our next two movies for June, midweek. You hear me? And do not forget to subscribe to our magazine, Orange Phoenix Magazine, where you can find it, patreon.com/Orange Phoenix. We got a fire cover waiting on you. We got a lot of information in there, along with our brand new writer, Pastor 3278, aka Mad Max. He got a fire wrestling article for you. I read it last night. Legit stuff. Can't wait for you guys to actually read it, because I actually checked it out and it's great stuff. And also, you need to subscribe to our Twitch stream channel, twitch.tv/OrangePhoenixTV. All you got to do is just download the Twitch app on your tablet and on your phone. Mm-hmm. And if you want to watch it on your laptop, twitch.tv/OrangePhoenixTV. Go ahead and subscribe to our channel. And we've been digging into a lot of retro stuff. I've been playing Crazy Taxi on Sunday. Crazy Taxi and Crazy Taxi 2 on Sunday. And on tomorrow, I will be diving in more video games. Maybe PlayStation, maybe Dreamcast. But I know on Saturday, though, kind of shoot 'em up Saturday, because we're going to be playing some shoot 'em ups. You hear me? Like some Gunbird 2.
GoldenEye?
But see, GoldenEye, I would consider first person. But I mean, like, shoot 'em ups. Like Gunbird 2, Ikaruga. Basically, you know, the vertical shooters where you have the airplane, you try to dodge bullets, you try to fight the big boss at the end? Those shooters. Yeah, arcade shooters. Shoot 'em ups, as we call Bullet Hell and all that. So shoot 'em up Saturdays is coming. Also, we will be streaming on Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And we will be coming back tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time with more geekdom goodness.
So, you know, I think you should add Teen Wolf 2 to the wheel.
You know what? You're trying to have people just leave the geek corner altogether. Like, hey, y'all, we watching Teen Wolf 2. What?
Hey, to all the geeks out there, let's see how strong your loyalty lies. You got to go through Teen Wolf 2. You got to go through it.
I will be the only one watching that, probably. Oh, Howard the Duck. BC says Howard the Duck. I'd rather watch Howard the Duck. I'd rather watch Howard the Duck.
That's funny.
Man. Why would you do this to us? I mean, but you know,
you remember we went through a lot of movies that weren't good, but we went through it though. We went through it, and that's you know, made us better, made us stronger. You know what I'm saying? So
made us stronger.
I'm just saying, trial by fire. You know,
trial by fire. Hey, but I will say, before we get off though, I can give you the list of movies that we do have on the wheel, right? So, we have Face Off, John Travolta, Nicolas Cage. We have Sword of the Stranger. We have Outrage, Jay and Silent Bob Reboot, Con Air, Macross Plus, Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, Revenge of the Nerds, Deadpool, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, Zatoichi, Batman 1989, Doctor Strange, Ghostbusters 2, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles the Original, Batman Returns, Back to the Future 3, Vision of Escalofone, Ghostbusters, Howl's Moving Castle, Back to the Future, the original, Police Story, Serenity, Rumble in the Bronx, Back to the Future 2, Surf Ninja, Street Fighter, the animated movie, Police Academy, Purple Rain, Angels in Outfield, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, Street Fighter 1994, Mortal Kombat 1995, Demon Slayer Mugen Train, Adam's Family Values, One Piece Gold, Demolition Man, Blade, and The Wizard.
Sandlot.
Ah, yeah. See, hey, there you go. There you go.
Teen Wolf 2, baby. Yes.
See, now you out here with the Teen Wolf, man. See.
And Howard the Duck. Why not? Howard the Duck.
and Howard the Duck. Hey, man, we got a whole list of movies, though. We got a whole list of movies. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you guys for hanging out with us on this Wednesday morning. I hope we was able to entertain you and get your Wednesday started. Go out and get your drinks. Go out and get your food. Do what you got to do to get through this hump day Wednesday. We almost done with the week, folks. See you guys tonight at 8 p.m. for some more Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Till next time, peace.